Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Today, we're talking about players that are so undervalued that they might as well be free agents. We're digging deep into the depths of the draft boards to find those diamonds in the rough that will help you dominate your league. So grab a cold one and let's get started.
Are you ready?
Let's go! We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey, and the time is now, Trey.
What is up, everybody? We are back, exactly what Bandy said, and we're here to help you win your league. You know, we're doing our thing, and we got some really good advice for you today, so y'all need to stick around. But while you're waiting, hit that like.
Do it for us. We appreciate it. Much, much love. Today, we're talking undervalued late-round grabs that you want on your team, and we have got some good ones for you. But before we get to that, we are going to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped. Listen, guys, Manscaped has got some banging deals going on over there, guys. Right now, Manscaped has got the Beard Hedger Pro. I've been letting mine grow out a little bit, but I cannot wait to get in there and line myself up with that beard hedger, man. You get the whole kit, get some nice shears, all the things you need to keep your beard trim and looking great. Right now, you can go to manscaped.com, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off, and you're going to get free shipping.
That free shipping is worldwide, by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't not beat that. Check out Manscaped, guys, a big supporter of our show, and we love them over there. But we have got to get into it, Trey. Again, we're talking about undervalued late-round grabs that you want on your team. And I'm going to get us kicked off here, Trey. I'm going to start with a running back because you know how I love them running backs. So let's get started. I'm popping off with Damian Harris. Now, look, Damian Harris, he went from one AFC team to the next. He's a Buffalo Bill now. We know the Bills have played the Patriots for numerous years, and they always seem to get trampled on by Damian Harris. So they figured, come on over to the Bills, Damian Harris. Look, they got James Cook over there, but I really think James Cook is going to be that guy that runs out in the flat, catches balls. Great for your PPR leagues, but I think Damian Harris is going to get the yards, goal line work, all that good stuff. This guy is going to tear up the rosters, and you can get him very late on your draft boards.
Yeah, man, you know, Damian Harris, I feel like the Bills have gotten to a point to where they kind of want to take a little weight off of Josh Allen's back. You know, they're worried about injury with him and all the running that he does. They need a ground and pound type of guy. They've struggled in that area for several years now. Damian Harris is that ground and pound dude, and this team's going to use him. You know, James Cook will get his time, but it's not going to shine like Damian Harris. Damian Harris is going to get out there. He's going to get low. He's going to get on the ground. He's going to get them yards. It's not going to look pretty. It's not going to be fun, but he's going to get you points for fantasy.
Absolutely. And let's not forget that in 2021, Damian Harris got 15 touchdowns. So we know that he is capable. He didn't quite hit 1,000 yards, which is scary. But, I mean, you could live off them touchdowns.
No doubt. No doubt. Especially in the late rounds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next guy on our list, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Brandon Cooks, everybody. Big dog going to Dallas, got the trade, exciting news. He's out there on a new team, a bright and shiny team at that. And coming off from a Houston Texans team, I know obviously he had a couple bad years, but that Houston Texans team was in shambles, and all they did was try to get Brandon Cooks the ball as much as they could. He hated it. I mean, he literally for like half the season, like was like, I want to be traded, you know, don't even give me the ball type mentality. And now he's on the Dallas Cowboys team. Everything out of camp and everything is Brandon Cooks is loving it. Everybody's loving it. CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup both have come out and said that they have already learned so much from Brandon Cooks. He's a veteran. And this dude's going outside the top 40 in wide receiver ADP, number 99 overall. I mean, he's produced 6,000-yard seasons, and now he's on a high-octane offensive team who just got rid of their star running back, so they're going to be throwing the ball more, and Brandon Cooks is going to be that dude that's going to help you win your league in the late rounds.
Absolutely. I love the pick with Brandon Cooks. You know, I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but I really think last year on the Texans, Brandon Cooks was just like, eh, I'm over it, but now he's getting revamped. He's getting that spirit back under him. And you know Brandon Cooks is going to get in there and do his thing. I love the grab, Trey. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. But let's go ahead and move on to the next guy. And this is a guy that we hear about pretty much every year. He always rises a little bit in the ADP, drops in the ADP. You never know what's going on with him. But that is Antonio Gibson. Look, Antonio Gibson, he's been in the league for 3 years. He's had only one over 1,000-yard season, so that is something to look out for. His rookie year, though, 11 touchdowns. Listen, here's the thing. Washington, we know, is never been a great team. Look, they got rid of J.D. McKissic, so that's going to open up some lanes for Antonio Gibson, and I really think that, though, A.G. is going to get some work, and he's going to be a steal in some of these late rounds, Trey.
Yeah, and they're creating a new scheme in this offense behind Sam Howell. I mean, obviously they're going to be throwing the ball, but they're going to have to run the ball if they want to win games. Antonio Gibson, I mean, it's either that or a guy who's been shot twice, which, you know, I'm so glad he's back. But, I mean, you know, that's got to take a toll on your play and your playability. So I think Antonio Gibson is going to be their go-to guy. And this dude even catches passes. So, I mean, PPR, look out. Antonio Gibson, late-round pick. But moving on to the next guy on our list. You know we love him. We talk about him all the time. It's your boy, Treylon Burks, out of Tennessee. Okay, I can't talk enough about how this dude has shined in the offseason. I mean, he's wide receiver one on this team. He was literally named the offensive X Factor by CBS Sports. And the team doesn't really have any other options, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, they got Chigo and not much else. So he's going to have to step up for this team if they want to win any games. You know, Derrick Henry is getting into his later years. He's not going to be able to take as much of the offense as he has in the past. And that's going to leave room for someone else to shine. And it's Treylon Burks' moment, man. I mean, he's going 77 overall in half-point PPR. So you can get him in the later rounds. And he's going to have major improvements this year. I promise you that.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has to happen. He's basically the only wide receiver on that team who's really got the juice. I mean, he's a first-round pick. He is the number one over there, without a doubt. You know, he needed a year to get his feet wet. The Titans have been saying that he's doing so much better this year. He is in it. I love it. I love Treylon Burks. And you can get him way late because people are totally undervaluing this guy. I love it.
Yeah, if you're looking for that second-year breakout receiver, Treylon Burks is going to be at the top of my list for that.
For sure, for sure. But moving on to my next guy, and might surprise some of you, but we got to get some quarterbacks on this list, and that guy is Matthew Stafford. People are completely overlooking this guy. We know what Matthew Stafford does. Super Bowl-winning quarterback from 2 years ago, threw 41 touchdowns in that Super Bowl season. And we know we love them touchdowns. I think he's coming back from injury. He's got his neck is good. He's back at it. They got Cooper Kupp over there. So, you know, with Cooper Kupp always getting what you need him to get for fantasy, you know that Matthew Stafford's got to be the one to throw it to him. Sean McVay came back for a reason, and he didn't come back for, you know, to lose. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And, you know, a lot of people are overlooking Matthew Stafford because of how terrible the team looked over the end of the season. But and that's without Cooper Kupp, man. That dude is a shining star for that team. He's a shining star for fantasy, and he's a shining star for Matthew Stafford to put up points on the board. With him having that connection back, you know, they're going to connect regardless. Cooper Kupp's one of those guys that just can't be defended. He's going to get catches, and they're going to be for Matthew Stafford. So that's going to put points on the board for Matt and Kupp. So both of these guys, I mean, I think Matthew Stafford is a great pick in the late rounds.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
But let's throw it to our next guy on our list here. I've talked about him in every draft we've done because I think I've taken him in every mock draft that we've done. And that's Jerick McKinnon, man. Just completely undervalued, completely overlooked. I have no idea why. I mean, this dude is 127 overall in half point PPR ADP. And he led the Chiefs, the Super Bowl Chiefs, by the way, with 535 snaps at running back, 204 more than Pacheco did, who's going several rounds earlier. The 2022 campaign saw McKinnon set several career highs, including on top of having 535 snaps, he had 56 catches for 512 yards and 10 touchdowns. All capped off with him smiling in Arizona with his first Lombardi trophy. This dude is a monster, a Super Bowl winner, and Patrick Mahomes' go-to deep threat. You have to get this guy on your team. I promise you, you will not regret it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jerick McKinnon is one of those guys that he always seems to be where he's supposed to be, and he always breaks out and gets you where you need to be, and he can catch passes, he runs it here and there, but mostly this guy's gonna be catching passes for you and helping your fantasy team. I love
without
it.
Without a doubt.
I love it. I love it. But let's keep it rolling, keep this thing going. Going to my next guy, another quarterback on our list, and that is Sam Howell. Not a lot of talk about this guy, Sam Howell. He plays for the Commanders, which people, it always scares people when you're talking about anybody on that team. But last year he played one game. He had an 83 quarterback rating in that game, which isn't great. You know, he threw for 169 yards, one touchdown, but they won the game against the Dallas Cowboys in that high octane offense. Sam Howell is going to be the starting quarterback, so he is a guy that you're going to be able to get way late, maybe even undrafted. He's a guy that I think is going to surprise people. And, you know, when he was coming out of college, I was a big supporter of Sam Howell, and I think he's going to show what he's got. They've made him the starter for a reason. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I definitely like Sam Howell a lot, especially for super flex leagues and even more especially for best ball. I mean, this dude is definitely going to stand out. This team is got to have some moments. I mean, they got Scary Terry. They got Jahan Dotson. They got Curtis Samuel. They've got the targets and the receivers available. Sam Howell just has to get them the ball. I think he's the most competent quarterback they've had in several years. And I think it's time for the Commanders to take a step up in the NFL because, you know, it's been their time to shine, and now it's time for them to really see what they can do.
Absolutely. They got the nice, shiny new uniforms. Now put some respect on that name. I love it.
Moving on to our next player on our list here. You've probably heard him talked about more than anyone else this offseason. And that's the man, Aaron Rodgers. Okay. There's not much to be said here besides, you know, he switched teams to the Jets. People are sleeping on him somehow. I mean, this dude went from a team that's, I mean, obviously he struggled at Green Bay, but the Jets, man, have done everything in their power to make this team. I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, we're talking about the Jets. People are laughing at the Jets. Now people are scared of the Jets. And Aaron Rodgers has a lot to do with that. I mean, he's going 105th overall in half point PPR drafts, and he's the 17th quarterback off the board. I think his floor is 15. Top 15 quarterback. That's his floor. His ceiling, we know, is number one on the year. He's been there. So get you some Aaron Rodgers on your team. I really think you won't regret it. It's such a late round draft pick. It doesn't, even if it doesn't work out for you, it's not going to kill you, and it most likely is going to benefit your team quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And he's falling so late in drafts, people are laughing at people who are drafting Aaron Rodgers higher than usual. But last year, I know, was a little rough. We saw his accuracy take a dip, which is something that he was super known for in his years, but he still threw for 3,600 yards, which was, you know, closer to 4,000 than some quarterbacks. Only 25 touchdowns. We did see them run the ball more. But I love Aaron Rodgers coming over. They gave him some weapons. He's got a couple of his guys just in case things get crazy. He has people to rely on. Get you Aaron Rodgers in the late rounds and, you know, get you a good undervalued quarterback.
Without a doubt.
Let's keep it moving, keep it going. Somebody else who, you know, maybe when you think about the Jets, you might think about this guy, but he is no longer a New York Jet, and that is Elijah Moore. Over there in Cleveland, Elijah Moore, another one of these guys that we really thought was going to, you know, break out last year. It didn't quite happen the way we wanted it to, but now he's in the, on the Cleveland Browns. He's got Deshaun Watson over there with a full season, off season with his guys. Elijah Moore is going to come in there and he's going to do things, man. He's going to help that offense. I think having Amari Cooper on the other side is also going to help get those targets to him. I think Elijah Moore is a great pickup in your drafts, Trey.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Elijah Moore being on this team, I think is really going to surprise people. You know, I know Amari Cooper's great, but all the other receivers on this team, I mean, you heard it from Deshaun Watson last year. These guys, you know, he struggled to get him the ball, and some of these guys just aren't meeting expectations. I know Donovan Peoples-Jones has spurts here and there, but Elijah Moore is more of a consistent receiver, and I think he's going to get more of that, you know, first down kind of action. But that's enough if it's continuous and consistent to get a lot of fantasy value out of him. I definitely think you should get this guy late, and he'll be on your bench. Obviously, you probably won't start him the first week, but I think you're going to be surprised at how he performs in those first couple weeks, and you're going to end up starting him. And moving on to our last player on our board, it is Jahan Dotson. Now, we've already talked a little bit about the Commanders and all the changes they're doing there. This dude's going 86 overall in half point PPR leagues. Dotson lost five games to a hamstring injury as a rookie, yet he still managed 523 yards and 7 touchdowns as a rookie in 12 games. He's the wide receiver two on his team. They got a lot of different scheme changes and everything going on. There's a lot of greatness in this kid, and I really think he is also one of those second-year breakouts that you're going to want in the later rounds to have on your team.
Absolutely. You know I love me some Jahan Dotson. I liked him in his rookie season. He had flashes here and there of really exciting points in his thing. And that was with Carson Wentz or whoever, Taylor Heineke throwing to him. Just random guys. I think Jahan Dotson with Sam Howell over there, who is also on this list. I really like him. I like Jahan Dotson coming out. And I'm going to be grabbing him up, man, in those later rounds because he's being completely overlooked, Trey.
Without a doubt. And look, guys, you know, obviously you want to know who to draft in the early parts of your leagues, and we're going to get to that later. But you got to realize that just because you grab those top guys, you know, something could happen to them and they're not going to win your league. So you don't want to get to the sixth round of your draft and just auto pick or just be like, whatever, and not know who to look for. These are the guys you need to be looking for. These are the guys that are going to help you win your league. And whenever something happens to one of those top guys on your team, you're going to know where to look and you're going to know where you found them, right here at the fourth and flex, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some golden nuggets we're giving you over here, man. So look for these guys when you're getting in the later rounds, like Trey said. And guys, also look for that like button. It's down there. Hit that bad boy for us, man. Means a lot to us. Helps us out so much. We are growing over here, man. And we want to be a part of this stuff over here. And if you want to jump in and be a part right now, we are on Patreon, man. Go over to patreon.com/fourthandflex and you can become a member of our family. We're going to help you with your team. You're going to get one-on-one with us, man. You're going to be in our Discord channel where all kinds of exciting things are happening. Get over there, guys, and become part of the family.
Without a doubt, we want you to be a part of the Flex family. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's get them Flexaholics over here, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I always tell you this, but we got merch. We got shirts. We got hats. Anything I can put a logo on, I am going to slap that bad boy on there, guys. Another thing down in the description below, man, get down there and get a hat or even a sticker, man. Just support your boys over here at Fourth and Flex. We appreciate it.
No doubt.
Thank you guys so much for watching the show today, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.